The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's a pleasure to welcome to the studio with his latest album and single, Irish singer-songwriter Gavin James. He's strolled down from Phibsborough and he's off to Galway tonight. He's got a lot of gigs in hand to celebrate this brand new studio album. It's called Gold Rush, and we will be playing at the end of this his latest single, Storm Warning. You're most welcome. You're in great form.
Yeah, busy grand, as ever. All good. Lovely. I just strolled in. It was very nice.
You're about outside. 10 years at this now, yeah. As a solo artist.
Yes.
2015. This is your fourth album, is
it? Yeah, no, it's great. Fourth album. So first one was like in 2015, and it was a live album. It was the first thing I ever did in Whelan's, which is very handy. So I was terrible at recording my own music when I was that age.
And so tell us about this album in terms of how it's different.
Yeah, so it took 2 years. I wrote a lot of these songs with my best friends as well, which is really fun. So, and I did a lot of it was done in Kilkenny in a place called Pilltown.
Have you been to Pilltown? I know Pilltown, yeah.
So it's lovely. It's a pub there and there's a chipper and it was lovely. But yeah, I just rented an Airbnb and did 2 weeks down there with no phones and just wrote most of the album down there with friends.
So yesterday we featured on the lyrics the thing, Bernie Taupin and Elton John, and they were saying one did the lyrics and one does the melodies.
Yeah.
Which you write first?
It really depends. I think the melody is the one thing that comes immediately, and then the lyrics kind of fall out.
You can get like. And certain, you do that on a guitar or on a keyboard?
Piano.
Or?
I used to do a lot of it on guitar, but I've been playing guitar for the last 15 years. So sometimes you can have muscle memory on the guitar and you start playing the same thing. So I'm quite terrible at the piano. Like I'm all right. I can get away with it on the piano.
Yeah.
So, but I like being not very good at the piano because sometimes you make a mistake, but it's a good mistake. So you get different chords that you don't know.
So sell this album to me.
Yes. It's
everything is original. There's no covers.
No covers. So it starts off, the six songs start off, were all done in the space of 2 weeks, 2 years ago. So I've been living with them for ages. But the last parts of it are kind of just done in the gaff. So they're all kind of sad.
And you know the way authors sometimes have a trouble getting published? How do you bring it to market?
I just my job is just to write it and just get it out. And now I'm signed
with
Sony.
So do you have a label that you...
Oh, yeah, I got Sony. Sony, look after us.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm signed with Benelux.
And are you obliged to produce so much material?
Oh, usually it's in a contract, yeah. But yeah, no, but it's this one. It was the first one I've done with Sony. It's the very first album. So we have three albums.
Okay.
It all depends.
So tell us about some of the songs.
So the first, well, the
are they
the
love
songs,
stories? One of them is, relationships?
One of them is a love story. A lot of them is about my family.
Okay.
About growing up. And a lot of it is really upbeat and happy, which is actually quite strange for me because a lot of my stuff is very sad and droll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of my stuff, particularly the second album, I don't know why it was so sad. I was never actually that sad. At first, I'm quite up. I feel quite good most of the time.
But sort of melancholy?
Yeah, so, but there's one or two songs that are melancholy. There's one song in particular that called Gone in the Morning, which is the saddest one. So you can, if you don't want to have a sad song, you can skip that. That's about one of my friends who had a really tough time.
So what's the one that gets you out of bed in the morning?
Gold Rush is a good one to listen to.
Okay.
And it's the first one on the album. It's definitely has the drum beat in it. My mate Ronan Nolan played it. He's my drummer and he played it, I think, the best drum beat.
So tell us some of the gigs. Do you have a website of your own?
I mean, I always forget what it is. Just if you Google Gavin James.
Okay.
And you see my face, it's usually the website. Yeah.
And of course, Gavin James isn't your real name.
Not Wigglesworth.
Yeah.
It's my second name.
Tell us about that.
I wanted to use it. My Uncle Paddy definitely is.
Wigglesworth is probably not as cool, is it?
It is. I think it's cool now.
Yeah, I think it is.
I love it now.
Might you go back?
I don't know. I thought it'd be a bit different. It wouldn't fit on the posters. It's very big.
Yeah.
It sounds more like a wizard's name, so I don't know.
What did your parents think of that?
I don't know. Well, it took me middle name. So my middle name is James, which is my granddad's name. So my granddad kind of gave us all the music because he was a comedian. And
talk to me about the early influences on you because you're 35 now.
Yeah.
Like, when did you join your first band?
When I was 12, I was in my first band and we used to busk on. Well, no, we didn't busk when I was 12. When I was like 14 is when we started busking on Grafton Street. And I remember we used to draw straws who would have to sing, but I'd always have to sing anyway. So it's the only one who had the boss to do it. When I was in bands, when I was younger, I was in a band called The Problematic, a band called The Phases, a band called The Rels, Dallas Lo-Fi, so many different names with different rock bands. I eventually went solo because I started playing gigs in Temple Bar. So when I was 17, I left school and went to I did 4 years in Temple Bar. So every night of the week I was singing in Temple Bar.
Right.
So that was a really
good
way of learning.
Whereabouts in Temple Bar?
Every pub.
Oh, you moved
every single pub, yeah.
Was it the Temple Bar itself and Bad Bob's? And
I did a few in Bad Bob's, did a few in Temple Bar. Most of them were done in the old storehouse, which used to be Eamon Dorn's.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
So I did like 4 years in there.
This would all be cash, would it?
Yeah, most of it back then. I know eventually, I think after the first year, it was all into the thing. Me and my mate Craig did it. And I think all of his cash went into mine. So I was like, oh, where's that?
And tell us then about gigs you have, because you do a lot in Doyle's Pub in Fibsborough.
Yeah, Fibsborough. So I'm part owner of Fibsborough, of Doyle's Pub in Fibsborough, Doyle's Corner. So me and my brother and my mate Alex and Anto, we're all like four of us are in it together. But I've done four gigs this week in Doyle's to kind of celebrate the album launch, which is great. There's another one on Friday, which is the last day.
Friday. What time do you? 9 o'clock is.
Are you usually on around 8? Probably gone a little earlier this Friday. Afterwards.
Okay, and you're off to the Galway tonight.
Galway now. So I'm jumping on the train. So if you're getting the train to Galway at 1:30, I'll see you on the train.
Roisin Dove.
Yeah, all intimate kind of buzz. So it's nice.
And where else are you? The 25th. That's tomorrow night.
We're doing a gig in Meath. So we're doing a gig.
The Bex.
It's I've never been there before, but the lovely. It seems like a great spot, but your man's have to sell like 900 tickets. So I don't know where we're going to put everybody. But
900 tickets?
I don't know what the crack is. I'm excited to see what he's bringing, like his food trucks and everything. So I'm buzzing to see what it's going to be like. That's me and the band tomorrow, so that's going to be fun.
And tell me this, given it's all original material,
yeah.
You know the way sometimes you see they have an iPad in front of them to remember the lyrics? Do you ever have that?
No. I never did it on Temple Bar either. I always thought that was mad looking.
Yeah,
but I always forgot the lyrics. So maybe
what do you do if you get it dry?
If I forget the lyric, I usually make up something different, and it's mental. Whatever I come up with is just totally obscure.
You literally make it up.
I make it up as I go along, but I always forget the words to the ones I know the most. I don't know why.
Okay, and who would you pay tribute to that got you to this point?
My mom and dad are the best. They're amazing. They come to all the shows. They love it more than I do.
Reared to music.
Oh yeah, yeah always. My sister's a gospel singer. My brother can play the tin whistle.
So, okay. What does success in 2026 look like?
That's doing this stuff. I mean, still gigging. I love the gigging.
Well, internationally.
Yeah, I love the gigging. So I'm going to be going on tour definitely next year. So we're just planning it now. So we try to go to Asia and try to go to Canada, try to go some places.
So what markets have been? Because you have toured with Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran, Niall Horan, headlining. You've had 2.5 billion global streams. It's really quite incredible. Your biggest hits, would that be the Book of Love?
Book of Love, yeah. That was the first one that came out. Yeah. Nervous, yeah. Yeah. And Always would be the other one. Nervous was the one that kind of got everything kind of started.
Yeah.
Which is mad. Mostly in a lot of stuff in the Nordics. I spend a lot of time in Switzerland and Sweden. And
they all speak English, do they?
Yeah. Oh, I love going to the French part.
Did you ever try multilingual?
I'm all right at doing French. A little bit. I can get away with a gig.
Okay.
Because I can just sing Levy and Rose and I'll be grand. They'll be like, no way. You're singing Levy and Rose. Go on the maple and dance it, bro. So I can do that. But everything else, I'm terrible. Like, I spent a lot of time in Brazil and I can't speak any Portuguese.
I thought you'd give some credit to the drummer do you have an agent?
Ronan Nolan is my drummer. He played on all this record. He's amazing. And my mate Jamie Dean, he's played a lot of stuff. I'm lucky to have a lot of best friends that are incredibly good at music.
Yeah.
So I travel around the world with them as well. So it's great.
So do you see a lifetime of this?
I feel like it's already nearly been one. I've been a decade doing it now, and I still feels like it was yesterday.
But the great thing about singing, unlike sport, is you can literally do it into your 80s.
Well, some of the older songs I'm going to probably have to bring down in key. eventually.
Yeah.
But I love it. I still love it. I think today I don't like it anymore. I'll start cooking instead. So
well, congratulations, and we wish you every continued success. Legend that is Gavin James,
you're a legend.
Thank you for joining. Now we're going to pivot to some travel.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.